Are you ready to transform the way that potential clients see you in the crowded real estate market? Imagine being the one realtor in your area that everyone wants to work with. In today's ever-evolving real estate landscape, especially after the landmark NAR settlement, standing out isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity. But how? The secret lies in defining something more powerful than just what you do. It's about crystallizing why you're the only logical choice for your clients. Now, we're talking about your unique selling proposition, or also known as unique value proposition. So whether you're new here or looking for that next level strategy, today's insights are about to change the game for you. Welcome to the Influential Real Estate Marketing Podcast. I'm Amber Joy, once a struggling agent, now a referral powerhouse. I've been where you are, overwhelmed by countless marketing strategies and stuck in analysis paralysis. Alongside my husband and fellow coach, Jason, we've discovered what truly works in today's real estate market. Our mission is to guide you through the clutter of old school tactics to the clarity of modern, effective marketing that elevates your influence and your referrals in your local market. Join us and our remarkable guests as we share the blueprint for success that's working right now. Let's dive in.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. And thank you, Jason, for being on today's episode, because the recent NAR settlement has sent ripples through our industry, challenging us to really rethink how we present ourselves and our value to our clients. Now more than ever, your USP or UVP, however you like to call it, isn't just nice to have, it's your lifeline in a sea of competition.
Yeah, more than just little ripples here and there. You know? Well, here's the thing is that, you know, your USP or the UVP, whatever people want to call it, is really the heartbeat of your personal brand. You know, it answers the critical question that pretty much every client has, which is, why should I choose you as my realtor? And it's more about, or it's more than just the service offerings or the pricing. It's that unique value that you are bringing to the table. So whether you've got like unparalleled market knowledge or innovative marketing strategy or exceptional negotiation skills, whatever that is, the ability to convey that is now more important than ever.
That's right. So we're going to take you through some steps, because so many agents are like, well, that sounds good, agree with you, but how the heck do we do that, right? So this podcast is going to be all about taking you through the steps of creating a USP for yourself. But first, I want to let you know that you should already have established who your ideal client avatar is before you create a USP. Now, we just did a podcast, the one right before this one, about how to establish your ideal client avatar. So if you haven't done that yet, that is step one, and you need to go back to that episode. It's just one episode ago, because you need to know that first before you can do this step. So step one is establishing your ideal client avatar, and step two is creating your USP. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to take you through an exercise. So grab a piece of paper or your notes app, and we're going to take you through five key steps that's going to help you to crystallize your individual USP. So get excited, get a piece of paper, because we are going to be taking you through that right now.
About to roll into it. But again, if you have not watched the Ideal Client Avatar, stop listening, stop watching right now. Go
and do not pass go.
Do not pass go, because this ain't going to make no sense. No sense until you watch that. All right, so you ready to dive into the steps?
Yep. Let's get into the five steps, and I'll let you start with number one.
All right. So step number one is understand your ideal client's needs. Now, you can use the ideal client avatar that we learned, and again, in the past episode, But what is your ideal client trying to achieve? So what are their goals? You know, what are their dreams? Is it to buy their first home? Is it all about retirement? They're downsizing? Is it to build wealth with investment properties? You know, that's something that you really want to understand. What are the carrots, I guess would probably be a marketing term to use. And then another thing to think about is what are their challenges and pain points? And from the marketing standpoint, we'd call it sticks that we'd use to beat them. To get them. Well, people are more likely to run away from pain over running toward pleasure. That's just common knowledge. So what are their challenges and pain points? And then lastly, in understanding your ideal client avatar's needs is a good question is what does my ideal client value most in the real estate transaction? So yeah. What do they value most in the real estate transaction?
Now, I want you to elaborate more on what are their challenges and pain points, because when you're going to establish a marketing, the whole point of doing this exercise is to establish a marketing plan that's going to attract this person. And in order to have a marketing plan, you have to really understand their needs, the client's needs. So while he just gave you 3 to 5 things to consider when it comes to your client's needs, spend a little bit more time, Jason, on their challenges and pain points and why that matters so much in your message.
I always like to go through emotions. And so when you're trying to understand what are their challenges and pain points, it's like, well, their challenges are looking to buy a house or their challenges are looking to sell their home. That's kind of surface level. Attach it to an emotion, I think it's a little bit easier. What are they frustrated about when looking to move their family? Or what are they fearful of? Or are they scared of? You know, what are they, you know, when you attach it to an emotion, I think it's a little bit easier to understand the challenges and the pain points they're going. It's like, I got to take my kid out of school because my husband's got to transfer. Okay, what are the challenges in that? Because there's a couple, getting a kid out of school. How do you get them acclimated? What are the conversations you need to have? Logistically speaking, whenever you do this from a marketing standpoint, you're not just talking about, I'm a realtor and I can help you move. I am here for you in every aspect of it. Case in point, I've got some great things to talk about. If you've got to take your kids and they're moving into a new school, how do we get them acclimated moving into a new place that you're not used to? You become more than just a realtor that can open doors at that point when you really can tap into the emotional aspects of the challenges that these people are going through.
Well, and these all go together. So if you're writing these down, the step number one is to understand your ideal client's needs. Well, there's an ABC underneath that. ABC is A is what's your ideal client trying to achieve? He gave you some examples of buy, retire, whatever. Well, when you say what their clients, what are your B is your challenges or pain points, you're going to know their challenges or pain points from A, right? Yeah. What are they trying to achieve? So if they're trying to achieve building wealth in real estate, one of their pain points or challenges might be that, hey, I have no plan right now to retire, or I have no plan that when I pass away to leave money to my kids because I haven't invested in real estate. So you will know what the pain points and challenges are only after you've established A, which was what are they trying to achieve in the first place?
Yeah, I like that because once you understand what they're going for, then you can easily identify what are the things that are going to get in the way or stand in the way of that.
Because those challenges and pain points aren't just about the move itself. It's about even establishing the lifestyle they're trying to have, or the pain of not investing and what that does to them and how their freedom is taken away because they're not investing. So like you said, that stick sometimes is more powerful than, is that what you were saying? Like the pain.
Yeah, the pain of there is of the obstacle and pointing that out will attach them to you maybe more than the carrot of what they're going
through. Yeah. So some of the content you might make is around the pain point of, hey, do you want to retire, but you're not able to because you have no passive income? So you have to talk about that way before you talk about the transaction, the pain and the challenge they're going through to attract that person. And so that's going to be powerful to do it in the order that we're giving you. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. And then you'll be able to go, okay, now that I know their challenge and pain point, C was what does my ideal client value most in the real estate transaction? And you'll only know that based on the kind, what they're trying to achieve, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So number one, Jason, was to
understand the ideal client's needs. What are they needing? Love it.
And then A, B, C, what is your ideal client trying to achieve? What are their challenges and pain points? And what does my ideal client value most in the real estate transaction? I know you guys don't have that in front of you, so I thought I would just give it to you again.
In bullet points.
If you're writing it down.
Okay, I get A. A means achieve. How does B mean challenges and pain?
It's not an acronym. It's not an acronym. It's steps. Good point. They're like, what are you talking about? Okay, now that you've established understanding your ideal client's needs. In other words, I already established my ideal client avatar in the last episode. Now I'm understanding what that ideal client avatar's needs are. Step two is to reflect on your own strengths, your own strengths. So you as a realtor, all right? So Jason, you can kind of help me with these, but it's like, what do you do better than anyone else in your market or your area of expertise?
Yeah, this is something where I would warn against just saying, I don't know. Because when you say that phrase, your brain just stops. Mm. And so it's, you know, for me, if you're struggling with, you know, what do I do better than anyone else, I would break it down and maybe say, how do I do this better? Because that engages your brain into go, oh, let me figure that out. How do I do this better? Or how do I do this differently if you don't want to be competitive and say I'm better than people? Just say differently if you don't like that word.
And one way, if you get stuck, one tip I have for you is to look at your past client testimonials and see what it has in common. So in other words, if something keeps coming up about you in multiple testimonials, they're telling you what one of your strengths are, for sure. Yeah, and another thing you could do is go and ask close friends and family members. You know, if you were to list my top strengths, it doesn't have to be somebody that worked with you in a transaction to know what your strengths are as a person. So you could ask friends and family that, you know, what do you consider the top strengths of mine? Hopefully your family's not a smart aleck like mine is, but tell them you really need their advice here and have them help you. Another thing to consider when you're looking at your strengths is what differentiates you from other realtors. Okay, so before it was like, what do you do better than anyone else? Now what differentiates you? And this is where you want to consider your skills, your achievements, or maybe your unique approach to something.
That's good.
And a lot of times that might come from a past job. So Jason, it doesn't matter if they just got into real estate, they can still take themselves through this exercise and maybe be considering what it was in their previous life.
Yeah, if you don't have certifications, if you're not ABR or LFZ or whatever certified, then yeah, absolutely. Skills that we have developed in past job experiences, you know, then even if it's like, well, I just came into real estate fresh out of college. Okay, you still had skills in college that you can then, you know, zoom out big picture and figure out how that can relate and make you different.
Yeah, like what subject did you do best in? When you were working a group project, where did you excel? Everything can be brought into this. Another thing when you're reflecting on your own strengths is you really want to think about your own value system. Think about what your values are. You also want to think about what are my solutions that I can bring to the previous thing we talked about, which is challenges and pain points. So if you went over in the previous step, your ideal client's challenge and pain point, well, think about your strengths and think about what's the solution that you can bring to those challenges and pain points.
Yeah.
And if you don't automatically know the answer, just write down what you think you know, and you can start honing in on that over time. Okay.
and this is something that is going to take some time to do. You know, this exercise that you guys are kind of going through is definitely going to help you out in your business, but it's not easy. You know, we've been helping agents market for well over a decade. And this is one of the hardest things that they have told us they have to go through, because no one has taught. It's such a rarity these days that realtors even mention this stuff, let alone, like, we've heard so many times, it's like, my broker never talked to me about this stuff. I've never heard about this stuff. It's like, we're focusing on helping you market yourself, you know, which is.
So you've got to know, what are you bringing to the table? And think about when you're reflecting on your own strengths, how will working with you as a realtor change your ideal client's life?
Yeah.
Frankly, because if you can change someone's life, and I don't mean you have to give a kidney, people. I'm not saying that you are, we always say you're a leader, not a savior, right? We're not asking you to be a savior, but what we're asking you is, whether it's something small or not, when it comes to your strengths and your ideal clients, how will working with you change their life? And that is such a powerful question, because if you can answer that, you are separating yourself from the competition immediately, because other people are not considering what the answer is to that and then developing a plan around it.
And let me just say this, because I think some of you guys need to hear this. It will. I just want to know how.
Now say that again. I don't understand what you mean.
So, well, I imagine there's some agents like, well, I don't, I'm just helping them. Like they tend to talk, they dismiss just how much they help people. You helping someone sell their home, you helping someone find a home is life-changing. Life-changing. So it's not
a matter. It should be.
It should be. But it's not a matter of is it or not. It's just how. How have you been changed their life? How has working with you changed their lives? I just don't want agents to think that, well, they work with me, it really didn't change their life. Well, then we need to, that's therapy. That's, you know, we've got to have a better
Or we need to re-examine our process. And do we have enough moments that are blowing away our client?
It could be both. Yeah, that's possible.
Or re-examine. So it could be both, or it could be one or the other. But I think what you're getting at is we forget because we do this every day for a living.
Correct.
It feels like it's normal to us. But just know it's not normal to other people. It's the biggest investment they're making in their life. So I like that point, Jason.
Yeah.
So that is really summing up step two, is to reflect on your strengths. Because as you remember, step one was understanding your ideal client's needs. Step two is reflecting on your strengths. Now take us to step three, Jason.
Step three, this is important. Analyze your competition. Okay. So you've just figured out what your client's needs are. You're really looking at your strengths. What are you bringing to the table? So the logical next step is, okay, what's my competition? Is there anyone else out there saying what I'm saying? You know, where can you excel where others fall short with this ideal client in mind? And so,
and I think that's the key words, with this ideal client in mind, not just a general competition.
That's not just a general competition. It's not like, okay, well, you have this many transactions. That's not what we're talking about. This is talking about the ability to convey. And so how, it's not so much that is your competition doing this, this is from your perspective, but is your competition conveying this? And so what are they conveying, and do I need to convey it better or different in order to stand out?
Yeah. Where can you excel where other people aren't? And you might find as much competition as we have in numbers, you don't have as much competition as you think when it comes to a value proposition, because most agents aren't even thinking about this, especially a value proposition that's going after your exact ideal client may not be any.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the difference in versus what an agent thinks their competition is versus what the numbers are saying their competition, or what they actually go through the marketing aspect of it, because most agents are marketing on a very general level. And so if you go listen to the last podcast or watch the last podcast where we talk about the you know, figuring out your ideal client avatar and now doing this side of it, you're going to be so far ahead of the game, because just so little agents do this at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's go on the other, flip the coin, Jason. There might be somebody who they do know at the top of their mind, XYZ agent does go after my ideal client. I know exactly who they are and I know exactly what they're doing. Okay, we never talk bad about them. Then what can you do, like you said, to excel above that person, or to have a completely different message of that person where you think that they're falling short in what they're offering? And like what you said, it's the perception of what they're offering, because perception's the only thing that matters as far as what's out there. And we don't run from competition by any means. There's going to be competition anywhere.
Yeah. And take the queen off the table. I used to play chess with a buddy of mine who's a genius. He actually taught me how to play chess without the queen, because you tend to rely on it and you lose sight of other aspects of it. By taking the queen off the table, it means don't just go to, well, I'll just charge less. That's not the answer. That's not like, I'll just charge less and that's how I'll beat them. No. That's a race to the bottom. Absolutely not. It is.
And you can't. You won't win, right? You have to keep lowering to keep winning. That's a losing game.
Absolutely.
And as a matter of fact, I love that you brought that up, because the whole reason you need a USP or a UVP is so that you don't have to continue lowering your price. Because if your only value proposition is price, you lose automatically.
Yeah.
Someone can always go lower than you.
True.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so the next step is to articulate your value. Now, this is all about combining your strengths from the previous step and your client's needs into one clear, concise statement. This is what's known as your USP or your UVP. So for example, it could be, I help, and then you're gonna insert your ideal client's description in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you help them do? Like do, create, or whatever, another powerful action verb. In other words, enter your ideal client's description and what they want to do. What are they looking to do? And then you put, so they no longer have to worry about their pain point. Remember, we talked about the pain point. And so they can achieve, and that's where you insert what they really want. Okay. So, you know, maybe it's, I help veterans to purchase their first home so that they no longer have to worry about rents constantly going up, so that they can build wealth over time. You know, like it doesn't have to be that, but you get the point of start to establish a mission statement based around all these answers from the exercise that you're doing. So you've got to know who your ideal client avatar is. You got to know what are they looking to achieve. You have to know what their pain point is and what your solution is to that pain point so that you can help them achieve their goals. Okay. That's what we're looking to do here, people.
Could you read that again, but with blanks? Like instead of saying pain point, just say, I help, you know what I'm saying? Like I help agent, I help blank, da da da.
So it'd be like, I help blank.
Mm-hmm.
That's your ideal client description there. And it would be to be, do, or have. What are they looking to achieve? That's the blank. Two, what are they looking to achieve? And then once you have that, you would put, so they no longer have to worry about blank. That's the pain point. So they can achieve blank. And that is like what they really want. What does your ideal client really want? Now, there's multiple ways to do that. That's just one example of a way to do that. So I help blank to have blank, so they no longer have to blank and they can achieve blank. Okay. That's just one way you can look up on the internet, multiple ways to string together a actual statement, but it's not necessarily about just having a statement. That's your actual UVP or USP mission statement all put together. And that is important. But by just going through the exercise that we're taking you through today, it's helping you to know how to market. We're going to put it all together in a minute. But step four is articulating your value by looking at your strengths, looking at your ideal client's needs, and coming together with one statement of how you are helping them, how you're meeting them where they're at, basically.
Yeah, I think that's good, because it could be as simple as one sentence. And if you can get that down, then you know exactly who you are. So
100%.
I'll take the
last. That's kind of hard to do on a podcast when you don't have a piece of paper in front of you. But like I said, you could Google just a sentence, but you wouldn't know how to fill it in if you hadn't gone through the questions that we're taking you through.
You got to do the work in order to figure out. What makes that sentence easy to write is you doing all this work beforehand.
100%. And that is what we're here to do. So once you articulate that value out, where you excel, Jason, with our coaching clients, and our main mission is taking them to that last step, number five.
All right, so number five. So let me go recap, and I'll end with number five because that makes sense.
Okay,
all right,
I
so
love
we're talking
that.
About crafting your USP or UVP, whatever you want to call it. Here are the five steps. Step number one is understand your ideal client's needs. Step number two is reflect on your strengths. Step number three is to analyze your competition. Step number four is to articulate your value, which is, again, going to leverage steps one, two, and three. And then finally, step number five is start creating consistent content. So at this point, you understand exactly, you know, your ideal client avatars, their needs, their wants, their desires, their pain points. You know what you're bringing to the table, and you've got that statement laid out. You then need to integrate that into all of your marketing materials. Everything that you're putting out there on the interwebs, you need to have that just flowing all throughout, from your website to your social media, because you need to make sure that this is just resonating throughout every piece of content that you're putting out there. Because if it's resonating throughout your channels, it's then going to start to resonate with your ideal client avatar. People don't just need to hear something once or twice. You need to be kind of just beating that drum consistently all the different ways you can. And so that's where it begins. So where does your ideal client avatar get their information from? If your ideal client avatar, let's go back to either the veterans, you know, where are the veterans getting their information? Oh, well, all the veterans are in a Facebook group. Then that's where I'm going. Going for that, you know, the gated golf course community. Then guess what? They're all on Instagram or LinkedIn. That's where I'm going. You know, I'm going after the yoga moms that just, you know, just do lunch. Okay, well, they're on Instagram and TikTok, so that's where I'm going. No, where, once you have all this information down, then it is all about, I'm just gonna start beating that drum of, this is what I do, this is my USP, and I'm integrating, weaving in through stories or posts or videos or lives on the channel where they're hanging out at.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, this episode is not about a content plan, so to speak, but it's your last step in getting your UVP out there. Okay. It's just a matter of, this isn't all about a year's content plan on this podcast. We could not fit that in here. But once you know what it is, put it out everywhere where that person is hanging out. I love that so much. All right. Anything else you wanted to say about number five before we move on that?
No, I just think that's it. It's just about, you know, just talking about it in all the different aspects.
So now that you're equipped with the steps to craft your unique selling proposition or your UVP, the real work begins, you guys. Take action today by sitting down and defining what really sets you apart in this post-NAR settlement landscape. Remember that clarity is key, not just for you, but for every member of your team. So once you've established what your value is, who your ideal client avatar is, what their pain points are, how you're going to start providing solutions to those pain points, make sure that not only you are crystal clear on it, but that every member of your team is crystal clear on it. So if you are a single agent and you're like, I don't have a team, you do. Your lender. Okay, your stager, your photographer, every person that helps you in your business should be clear on why you are the go-to agent for all of their referrals. Everyone should be able to articulate your USP or UVP because it's the beacon that guides your marketing efforts, your client interactions, and ultimately your success in today's market.
Yeah, I mean, this is truly a moment that you have to break away. If all you're doing is marketing the same way that every other agent is marketing, or if you really don't want to take the time to do this, and again, you're just stuck with marketing, given the marketing tools maybe your broker gives you, you are in what we call a bloody ocean, filled with everyone going after the same people. So if you truly want to shine, if you truly want to set yourself apart, then that's great. Be unmistakably you. And how do we do that is by going through all those steps. And again, listening to that previous podcast where you talked about figuring out who your ideal client avatar. And because once you have your value proposition ready to go, your unique sales proposition, your USP, your UVP, whatever you want to call it, that is going to speak volumes to your clients. And these people that you are meant to serve are going to hear you loud and clear because they know, they'll be able to tell without a doubt that you are talking to them.
Yeah. Now, your action step today is, before you dive into this exercise, I want to encourage you to reflect on everything that you bring to the table. Then gather up your team and ensure that the vision is unified across all fronts. Your USP isn't just a statement. It's a commitment to extraordinary service and unique experience that you provide, you and your team both provide. Now, once you've done that, you're going to need a way to communicate with those people. So we're helping agents all over the country to become the default choice for referrals so they can live a life of joy and prosperity. So if you would like more information about that and how to hone in more on your ideal client and how to communicate with them once you have them, give us a shout. We would love to help you.
Nice. All right, guys, that's all we've got for today. Remember, if you like what you heard, then you can like, subscribe, leave 5 stars. We like that. That's what we like. Or share with a friend. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And remember that God has given you everything that you need to succeed. All you have to do is take daily imperfect action. We'll see you next time.